Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Sunday, Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammed Khilibaf said that a three-month monitoring agreement with the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so inspectors can no longer access nuclear sites. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 pandemic. The timeline disputes China's claim that the virus came from the wild. The United States will expand temporary protection against deportation for 18 months to Haitian citizens already in the United States, the DHS announced on Saturday. Temporary protection status, or TPS, shields migrants from designated nations from deportation and grants them work permits in the United States on the basis that it would be unsafe to return them to their home countries due to a crisis such as an armed conflict or a natural disaster. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Another governor is caught ignoring their pandemic guidelines. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Michigan's governor has issued an apology after being caught violating her own health orders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was photographed at an East Lansing bar apparently violating her social distancing order. Whitmer apologized on Sunday, saying that because everyone in her group was vaccinated, she hadn't thought twice when two tables were pushed together to accommodate the growing group. Whitmer is one of several governors who have faced severe backlash over their COVID restrictions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson is in critical condition after sustaining a gunshot wound in an incident in South London. In a statement on the group's Facebook page, the party said the incident happened in the early hours of Sunday and followed numerous death threats. A Met police statement said there was nothing to suggest that it had been a targeted attack. Johnson is a prominent member of the TTIP, which has been described as Britain's first black-led political party. Sasha is a mother of three children. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1974, the David Frost President Nixon interview takes place, where Nixon said the president is within his rights to order phone tapping and burglaries if it's in the interest of public safety. Years later, Sir David Frost on WNBC talks about what happened behind the scenes between Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and President Nixon.
They had to stay loyal to each other because they each had the goods on each other, obviously, in that sense. But they both did want to get the credit for the good stuff and try and somehow pass the bad stuff over to the other one, so that you had this funny situation of that with Nixon did take exactly the line that Henry mentioned there. He did take the line that, you know, that Henry, of course, he was brilliant and brilliant intellectual and so on, but like all intellectuals, he was, you know, could be unreliable and all that sort of thing. So he could get his point in that way without directly attacking Kissinger. And then Henry, in his case, took the line more of saying, oh yes, Richard Nixon was a wonderful president because he was such a good delegator and he delegated all the difficult things, of course, to me. You know, so that they were both going for the prize without alienating.
Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Clay Clark joins us. He is the host of Thrive Time Radio and founder of Thrive15.com. Clay, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Brother Bill, I appreciate you allowing me to be on your show.
Are you kidding me? It's an honor to have you here with us to get us up to date on what's going on. A lot to talk about Oral Roberts, but before we get into that, how about a little update on what's going on with this COVID? I mean, this thing keeps going round in circles. I mean, things that we have known for years now in terms of this outbreak of COVID out of the Wuhan laboratory, Dr. Fauci's complicity. I mean, it's amazing. It's like, what are they doing to us? I mean, you can't figure this out. You've had several years to look at this. Dr. Fauci was there with his team in the early days there in Wuhan, spent money that wasn't supposed to spend. Then he comes back to give us some sort of, you know, shift of language conversation during the Senate hearing to obfuscate the facts as we know them. They knew in advance that there were a bunch of wild cowboys. That's why his team came back. They were there for, a little over a year and reported that they were, you know, fast and loose with their procedures and that, you know, you were going to have mistakes that happen out of there. And sure enough, one happens. And then Dr. Fauci's quiet. And now he's become like the, you know, the titular czar of COVID here in this country. I mean, it's absurd.
Well, let's talk about this big idea with Dr. Fauci. Just everybody picture the following three concepts in your mind. One, the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models are false. They're phony. They're false. They're made by – they're funded by Bill Gates, okay? And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see that. The models
real quick, let me interrupt and add this point, too.
Yep.
We use the models – from the same people that gave us the models for climate change and global warming, right? I mean, the same brain trust. And so we go, oh, let's let them have another shot and another bite at the apple as if they got credibility. And so this all led up and was part and parcel to the fear-mongering that was produced by this ruling elite class.
Right. The idea is that the models that said the 2.2 million Americans would die, those are false. And everybody needs to understand that and go to timetofreeamerica.com to see it. Two, the PCR tests are falsely calibrated. They're supposed to be at 17 amplifications, and they're set at 40 cycles to inflate the number of positive cases. Three, COVID has been and always will be 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. And those treatments were being withheld from the American people so that way they could push their ridiculous vaccines. And if anybody out there has yet to look up what is in the vaccines, just the ingredients, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see what is inside the vaccines. And this includes fetal tissue cell lines. This includes RNA modifying technology. Folks, this was their game. They wanted to create the problem and provide their solution, which is these nefarious vaccines. And Dr. Fauci is the man who actually funded the controversial Wuhan lab. So the lab does gain-of-function research. And just so people understand what that means, gain-of-function is where you do research, where you actually take the fetal tissue from an aborted baby and you mix it with the tissue from an aborted bat or a rat. So you kill a rat or a bat, you kill a human baby, you mix the tissues together with the goal of increasing the transmissibility of a virus. You're trying to help it, the virus actually go from an animal to a human. And finally, Rand Paul called Dr. Fauci out on this.
Yes, exactly.
That's what's happening. That's what's going on. This is where we're at as a culture right now, is Dr. Fauci is the one who created the actual virus with using U.S. funding, gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research is nefarious. It should be banned. And the whole argument was, oh, we're trying to do research so that the Chinese can't hit us with a bioweapon. And
exactly.
They move the research to China? Are you kidding me?
Right, exactly. Let's have the brain surgeons do brain surgery on themselves. Yeah, an academic question. I think you answered it in part. Because the listeners are going to say, why? Why would they do this?
Yeah. Well, the specific question, why, there's a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, written by Klaus Schwab. That's the book. Mm-hmm. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And it's also, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the Great Reset button, you can also download the Rockefeller Plan. You can also download the Event 201. I have it all for you. But their plan is to move to one world government, to release a virus. This is a plan that's been in writing for over a decade.
Yeah.
It says, we're going to create a virus, release it on the world, call for the quarantines and the curfews, strict lockdowns, and switching to one world government. That's their plan.
Well, that one world government has been around for hundreds of years. I mean, this has been the trajectory, but this is what progressives do. They progress, you know, a micro inch at a time, to the degree that here in this country we never would have thought, Clay, growing up, that America would be at this point in time. But we're operating according to plan on the trajectory of these outside nefarious control freaks that are leading us down the road. I mean, this is why they had to get Trump out of the way.
Well, and also, if there's this controversial book called Revelation, and if you read the book of Revelation from the Bible, it speaks in there, it says,
yes.
And I'm from the Bible, it talks about, it says, here is the wisdom, let him note, recognize the number of the man, right? And it's 060606, that's what it talks about in Revelation.
666.
And guess what the Microsoft is? Microsoft just filed for the patent 060606.
Right.
And so
exactly.
Microsoft has filed for the very patent that was written about in the book of Revelation many, many years ago. And so what's happening is people are waking up, and that's why we're hosting these Reopen America events. And for any of your listeners that want to get out to it, General Flynn and I are bouncing around the country doing a Reopen America tour. So every American, we have a goal to do three things. One is to kill the spirit of fear. Let everybody know that the models are false, the PCR tests are false, the treatments are real. Two, give people an actual look at the truth. Let them know that COVID-19, the Great Reset, is an actual book. Medical fraud, election fraud actually happened. And three, give people an actual action plan, something they can do. And I'm proud to say, as a result of the Health and Freedom Conference we hosted in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the governor of Iowa discovered what I'm telling your listeners right now, and she decided to sign into law the banning of any mask mandates or any of this lockdown craziness. And also Texas followed suit. So we're 4% of the way there. I'm seeing a momentum shift. And for any of your listeners, if they want to get out to this event, if they go to thrivetimeshow.com, we have 500 tickets left. We've already sold 9,500 tickets for the Tampa conference.
Good job.
General Flynn, Roger Stone, Mike Lindell, Team America, they're all going to be there. Patrick Byrne. I mean, this lineup is amazing. And then Tulsa, we had Sidney Powell. We had Jim Caviezel. It's an all-star. And then we have Anaheim, California. Anaheim, California, we have just under 700 tickets remaining right now.
Excellent. Well, that's, you know, it's the power of the truth. And that's the thing that we can count on, is the truth always is revealed, no matter what they do, because the opposition has to spend so much in resources and time and energy to squash the truth. But the truth always finds a way of coming out. So, Clay, congratulations on you and the team for, you know, leading the way and being the vanguard for all this, because what it still comes down to, after everything is all said and done, is that which is inherent in our Constitution, and that is that we should be a free people. And there are these forces, these antithetical forces, that do not want us to be free. They want us to be beholden to them because they see themselves as an elite class. Like Nancy Pelosi said, we're so fortunate to have these elected officials working for us because they could be working three or four other jobs. I say, well, let them go work three or four other jobs because the job they're doing for us is lousy. I mean, if they were working for anybody in corporate America, they'd been fired. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure that everybody understands this idea. Today there's a lot of information coming at you.
Yes.
If everyone could just write down the following website.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a chance to finish that when we come back because we got to go to break. More from Clay Clark after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Just like we promised, we're back with you, fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Clay Clark is our guest. He's with us from the Thrive Time Show. ThriveTime.com is where you want to go. His next Health and Freedom Conference is coming up next month in June, 17th, 18th, 19th, on the west side of the state that I love so dearly, Tampa, Florida. And then on July 17th and 18th, my old hometown of Anaheim, California. They will be there with all their energy and common sense. which we need to regain here in the midst of all this, Clay. I mean, the Democrats have created this mess of fear, which is amazing because in their creation of it, they didn't have a battle, an exit plan whatsoever. I mean, their goal in creating all this fear was to make sure that Donald Trump was not reelected. Okay, well, you got it now, and what are you doing with it? In a little over 100 days, you have absolutely turned our country on its head, where we had one time energy independence, that's by the wayside, and then now, disgustingly, as if that's not enough, we start buying oil from the Russians, I mean, which 4 years of Russian collusion, now all of a sudden we're so delusioned over it that we're doing business with them and allowing their pipeline to go from Russia down to Germany, which Trump had put a hold on, and meanwhile our pipeline out of Canada is canceled along with, you know, thousands of jobs and our energy independence. I mean, it is absurd. And, oh, yeah, by the way, let's just throw in open borders in this time of COVID and people coming in with COVID through our borders as they continue to be left open, though this administration insists that it's not. But the tens of thousands of people that are pouring over the border seem to disclaim that, right?
Well, if everybody would just go to Amazon.com today, Amazon.com, just give me two websites, go to Amazon.com and buy the book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. I hate to encourage people to buy a book from a nefarious person, but Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and in his book, he explains what they're going to do to America. And they are going, their whole plan is to end America. How do they do it? There's models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die. Those are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the cases. Three, is that COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine, but they don't want people to know that. Going to push these nefarious vaccines on everybody. And if you look inside what is in the vaccines by going to timetofreeamerica.com, I don't think anybody out there listening wants nanotechnology, RNA modifying fetal tissue filled nanotechnology in your body. But that is the whole agenda.
Yeah, and what's the impact of this nanotechnology? We don't know. I mean, are we revisiting the 50s once again? Like thalidomide, Clay? I mean, we were told women getting sick.
Everybody would do it. Everyone do a Google search right now for super paramedic nanotechnology delivery of a vaccine. Everyone would search for that. Just search right now on Google. Type in super paramagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. That is on the NIH's website right now, explaining the super paramagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. You can also just type in Moderna operating system. Moderna is referring to their vaccines as an operating system. Literally, they're not even hiding it.
And so, but the thing is, the we know the consequences are blurry, but who cares? Because Bill Gates and others, and you know, like him, and these people that are involved, like Klaus Schwab, they believe that there's too many humanoids on the planet anyway. And so, if we call the herd, no big deal, right?
Absolutely. He's just Bill Gates is trying to literally, and people need to understand this. People need to understand this. Type it into Google today. Type it into DuckDuckGo. Microsoft actually applied for the patent number W02020060606. That is literally a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body, meaning that you cannot buy or sell anything unless you have this technology in your body. That's the world that he's trying to push on everyone.
Okay, so here we are, the mark of the beast. Now, and people were wondering how they were going to end up with this mark of the beast, and this seems to be playing out in real time here. The book of Revelation is being revealed, and the book of Daniel as well.
If people can't recognize that absolute evil exists, they can't resist it. People thought, Adolf Hitler is just trying to help out Germany. No, he wasn't. And then by the time people woke up, they're finding themselves in railroad cars going off to Auschwitz.
Exactly.
That's what's happening. People need to wake up. You go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. You go there and you click on the Great Reset button, and you can see everything I just said written in chilling detail. It's crazy.
Well, Clay, like what happened in Germany, it was upside down. You had, at the end of the day, 10% controlling 90%. And that's my question time and again, even with Black Lives Matter and all the riots in the streets and everything was going on. I go, you know, what are we talking about? You know, less than 5% have been a disrupting force that have caused billions of dollars of damage. The time for, you know, the silent majority is over. You've got to speak up and reset and reclaim your country. Otherwise, we're being taken over. And you think what happened in Germany was terrible in the Holocaust there. With today's technology, Clay, the trajectory would be unbelievable and so horrific. We can't even imagine to what depths they would go to in order to get their way.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. And what's happening right now, it is the Great Reset. I realize that people are irrevocably distracted. They're watching The Voice. They're going to soccer games. They're traveling, all the things that Americans do. But everybody needs to go to timetofreeamerica.com today, timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on the Great Reset button. And if you go there, you will see what they're doing. And you need to understand what they are doing, because the models that said the 2.2 million Americans would die are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the positive cases. And COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. That's the reality of it.
Yes.
What's happening right now is we are literally witnessing the destruction of America. And everybody needs to wake up, and they need to know what's going on right now.
Exactly. Well, give us an update. I know you've been on top of this with Lynn Wood and with Sidney Powell regarding, yeah, you know, the election fraud. More and more information is coming out. It is hard to deny, but the mainstream media is not going to advise the voter politic of the thievery that took place in the 2020 election.
Exactly. Well, what's happening is right now is Jovan Pulitzer, he's a friend of mine.
Yes.
The guy who did the QR code.
Yes.
He came on our show, and he showed in great articulate detail that the mail-in ballots that he examined were never folded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thus, they were never mailed.
Right.
I mean, I can go on and on, is this nefarious or is this not game? But these people are nefarious people. They do not care. They're trying to end America. And every single person right now needs to wake up. Has to happen. So, again, I'm just beating that into the craniums of Americans. If you'll go to timetofreeamerica.com and give yourself an hour, I promise you, you'll never view the world the same. And I encourage everybody out there, get out to one of these health and freedom conferences we're hosting. We've got the next one in Tampa. We only have 500 tickets left. It's going to have 10,000 people there. The event in Anaheim is going to be massive as well. That event is almost sold out as well. So you can get your tickets by going to ThriveTimeShow.com, ThriveTimeShow.com. And we're going to have General Flynn, Mike Lindell, you know, Lynn Woods, Sidney Powell. All these people have joined us on different spots and stops during this tour. And we are going to share the truth. And we're archiving all of the video footage on Rumble.com so people that cannot attend can see it. And then we have scholarship pricing so everyone can afford to attend.
Excellent. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for leading the way on this, Clay. It's so important because, you know, education precedes action, as my friend John Whitehead likes to put it from the Rutherford Institute. And they don't want us. They want us to be dumbed down, to be busy about, you know, soccer games and other things. But we have to make a decision as to what's most important right now. What's most important, you know, right now for our kids and our grandkids? What can we do?
Well, right now what you can do, and I mean this, everybody out there, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can read about the Great Reset. That's step one. Step two, do not take those RNA-modifying nanotechnology-filled vaccines. Do not take them. Do not take it. Before you eat a yogurt, you should probably read the label, what's in the yogurt. Before you put fuel in your car, you probably want to know what you're putting in your car. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you just see what's in those vaccines, I promise you, you will not want what's in those vaccines.
Well, the whole thing's suspicious anyway. You and I know this. We've been in business and marketing and that. And if we're being sold on something, and in this case, oversold, that should make you curious just right from the get-go. Clay Clark, the host of Thrive Time Radio Show, founder of Thrive15.com, has been with us. Thank you, Clay.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage
with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Sunday, Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammed Khilibaf said that a three-month monitoring agreement with the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so inspectors can no longer access nuclear sites. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 pandemic. The timeline disputes China's claim that the virus came from the wild. The United States will expand temporary protection against deportation for 18 months to Haitian citizens already in the United States, the DHS announced on Saturday. Temporary protection status, or TPS, shields migrants from designated nations from deportation and grants them work permits in the United States on the basis that it would be unsafe to return them to their home countries due to a crisis such as an armed conflict or a natural disaster. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And one of the consistent questions that we've been dealing with this day, I don't know, maybe because it's the day after Pentecost, in the midst of this chaos, because we know with the falling of the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit that, like in Genesis, hovers over the chaos. And you have this sense that there is a thickness of the Holy Spirit. Not only in America, you know, because sometimes we think so much that America is the be-all and end-all of everything, but look, at last time I checked, God created the entire universe. So it's all around the world right now that the impression and the force of the Holy Spirit is hovering, that it may bring order. And it's as if there's a, in a sense, you know, a crushing of the hard hearts around the world and hard towards God, that we're resisting the truth, is what I see happening. And with us right now is Pastor Choco de Jesus, who is a best-selling author as well. And he gets why our world has never been more desperate than it is today for unity and respect for people from all walks of life. Pastor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. What an honor to be with you and your listeners today.
Well, you are such a blessing, and your book, Love Them Anyway, Finding Hope in a Divided World Gone Crazy. Well, I'll tell you, this is a huge statement. This is a banner that needs to be in front of us all, because it's easy to complain, and it's easy to see things as though they are and not rely on God, who calls those things that are not as though they are, right?
Yeah. You know, you opened it up with the Holy Spirit, and I think people need to be remembered that Romans 5:5 talks about that, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through whom? Through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. In other words, we're not able to do this on our own. Our love is perverted Spirit, our love is conditional. But through the Holy Spirit, and we need to address, I remember talking with the mayor of the city of Chicago one time, and I said to the mayor, Mayor Daley, and I said, the problem in our city of Chicago, we don't have a hand problem. We don't have a head problem. We have a heart problem.
Amen.
And
yes.
If you deal with the heart, the hand will follow and the head will follow. And that's what's happening in America today. We have a heart problem.
Yeah, that is the center of all problems. I mean, even like right now, I'm looking at, the reaction on the streets of America over what's happened in Israel. This is all about the heart. And the thing is that, you know, we don't have to freak out over it, because what it does, it reveals what God's always known, Chaco, as you just said. It is the heart problem being exposed right now in the streets of America and around the world, for that matter. And so if you wonder how you're supposed to pray and how you're supposed to be that difference, well, then just think on those things.
Well, think about the greatest desire of mankind, and those are right now that are out there creating chaos and violence. The greatest desire of mankind, Bill, is to love.
Yes.
And to be loved. And love is from God, because God is love. And if you look at the Old Testament develops and amplifies these two points, love for God and love for others.
Yes.
Now, once you think about this horizontal and this vertical relationship, love for God, that is your vertical relationship, and love for others, that's your horizontal. That's the cross. Mm-hmm. And what Christians need to do, I believe the message of love them anyway, and for your listeners, it answers the prevailing question. What do we do now, Pastor Choco? What do we do with the racial tension and the political unrest, with so much craziness out there? What do? We are the church. We're the greatest institution on planet Earth. And we have been given a mandate from God, and that is to use the currency. Bill, the currency of heaven is not Bible study. It's not prayer. Those disciplines are important. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the currency of heaven is love.
Absolutely.
And we as people of God need to withdraw. We need to withdraw from the bank of heaven so that we can be able to give out in here on earth. You know, people need to be reminded that, you know, I was preaching yesterday in Kentucky that, I may be of Puerto Rican descent, but I am a citizen of heaven. The moment I came to know Jesus Christ, I am now a citizen of heaven. And all your listeners who have come to know Jesus, we are citizens of heaven, and we're here to legislate the playbook. And what's the playbook? The playbook for us is the Bible.
Yes,
and we need to legislate love here on earth. Love is from God, because God is love, and we need to be able to display that.
And the thing, you know, that's very difficult for people to get their brain around, Choco, is that, okay, I'm loving somebody, but I'm not getting love back. Well, look what happened to Jesus. And Jesus said, look, they didn't accept me, so don't think they're going to accept you. But you are going to put it all on the line, just as you said, for that currency that comes from heaven, that higher calling. And that means that you have to let go. You have to let go of your own self and your own human reasons, because the things of this world, we get influenced by them. And even though we're not supposed to be, we're in it, but not supposed to be of it, it's still a process to, you know, to be on the side that God wants us to be on, you know, consistently. But this is a process. It's not going to necessarily happen immediately, as the book of Mark would talk about. It is going to be a process, and we're going to be, you know, like going from glory to glory and one victory at a time. And you wonder, just like you say, we're designed to love. I mean, this is what, and you say, and we understand that, because in those moments, when that happens, when we are effectuating the love of God and it's operating through us, I mean, there is nothing better, is there?
No, there is nothing. Let's take Jesus' prayer for a moment, for those that are listening, John.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus prayed, he said, Father, and I'm paraphrasing, he essentially said, Father, I pray that you do not take them out. Do not take them out of the United States. Do not take them out of Wisconsin or California or New York or Chicago. Do not take them out of there, but protect them from the evil one. So in other words, that Jesus himself is saying, hey, this thing about you wanting to hurry up and go to heaven, I'm praying that my Father will keep you there so that you can be what the Bible calls in Matthew 5, the salt in the light.
Yes.
Bill, when Jesus said, you're the salt in the light of the world, this was not a compliment. It was a responsibility. And we have a responsibility to legislate his love here on earth. And we need to be able to remember something. In the Ten Commandments, we will see that they're divided into two parts. The first 1 through 4 has to deal with loving God.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 through 10 has to deal with loving others. He gave us these laws so that we can have a way to live with one another. These laws help us, Bill. They help us look upward and reach outward.
Mm-hmm.
They help us look upward and reach outward. If
exactly.
we function as Christians with the love of Jesus Christ that compels us, which is this is what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 22 when the expert confronted Jesus about what's the greatest commandment. And Jesus answered him by giving him not one but two great commandments. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is what we need to do. This is if we just be the church, if we can just be the church and not pick a side in this political unrest. You know, I don't know how much time you have, but Bill.
Well, we got less than a minute now, but we'll have near 12 minutes on the next segment. So let's why don't we save it for that? And meanwhile, just as an added impression here of what God wants to do for us, like you said, if you don't have the vertical relationship with God, you're not going to be able to affect the horizontal. And when
That's
Jesus
right.
answered that, you know, what is the greatest? Well, the greatest, you know, by giving both of them, it really told us that you can't have one without the other. They are
That's
coincidental.
Right.
They have to come together. If not, you're not going to love them anyway. I mean, then it's just it's just all, you know, false. It's pretension. It's really not the genuine article which God gives us, right? We've got more from Chuck after this.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, I say, stop looking for a revival. Go be a revival of one, because that's where it all starts, ladies and gentlemen. And the good news is, it's amazing. You know, we hear a lot of the bad news, because that's what the mainstream media, social media, the forces that are moving, you know, to the final chapter of Revelations, to a one-world government, that's where they're marching to. And they want us all to believe that that is the prevailing force. But for God, God's plan is still yes and amen. His promises are sure, and everything is happening according to his plan. But people who have stories to tell should be bold to tell their stories, how they are still coming to God, how many conversions. Choco, you know, I read overseas how many Muslims are coming to Jesus Christ. And many times the consistent theme is, or the common event is, a dream, you know, within Muslim communities. And for Muslims to make that conversion, it's almost like the early church of in the early Christian church during the books of Acts. I mean, it was like, hey, look, if you convert to Christianity and break away, you think you're breaking away from the synagogue, or you're going to do something different here, you're going to have a price to pay. And there were many martyrs during those days. And here's Muslim nations where Muslims are coming to Jesus, and they're coming to the cross because of, you know, what you've written in your book. You love them anyway. I mean, there's nothing like our faith and nothing like our Lord, who gives us redemption and love, that in your heart of hearts, when it's like that word that goes out, the Bible says that word will go forth and find its mate. And when it comes in and it hits your heart, it just breaks that stony heart up in such a way that the only thing you can say is yes and thank you, Lord, right?
Well, we have to be able to be in that posture, Bill, and I agree with you. We have a great opportunity, great opportunity today. The Church of Jesus Christ, it's open for business.
Yes, amen.
And I've been saying, too, cancel culture. I said to cancel culture, you can't cancel what you didn't create, and you didn't create the Church of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says not even the gates of hell will prevail. And you're seeing across the world Muslims coming to know Jesus Christ that was unheard of, and giving their lives up. I mean, we here in America don't understand what that looks like of
exactly.
people, of coming to Christ and being ostracized by their family, being ripped by their inheritance, and because of their faith. And this is a reality in certain parts of the world. In our context, we suffer a little bit, and we're already, you know, made perhaps.
It's a hangnail by comparison. It really is. Choco, do me a favor. We're talking with Choco de Jesus, And his book, Love Them Anyway, Finding Hope in a Divided World Gone Crazy, a must read. This is going to bless you immensely. But what I wanted to do was get a little bit more background of Choco de Jesus so you understand who he is and you can appreciate his story. Tell us your story.
Well, thanks, Bill. First of all, to all your listeners, I was raised in Humboldt Park, Chicago. The youngest of six, five boys, one girl. My father abandoned my mom when I was 8 years old. I'm 56 today, so it's 48 years without a biological father in my life. And so I was raised in one of the worst parks in the United States in the 1970s and 80s. That was Humboldt Park, Chicago. Mm. And Humboldt Park was divided between different gangs. And in the 1970s, a riot broke out between the Puerto Ricans and the police department because of injustice. What we're seeing today, the rioting and the unjust and the burning of cars and flipping over paddy wagons and so forth, police cars, I lived that in the 1970s with no Jesus, no future, failed third grade because I couldn't read or write. I was destined for destruction for sure, Bill. But at the age of 14 years old, I go to a Pentecostal church in Chicago, Assembly of God Church. And in that church, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I broke rank with my Catholic family, and this was not good. Mm. I remember one time my godmother, who dedicated me at the Catholic Church, said, if you continue on with that Christian, I will disown you. I would not be your godmother. And I had to face that reality, and I said, I'm going to stick with Jesus. He gives me eternal life. Right. 20 years later, she repents, and she's just so thrilled to what God is doing in my life. But there I am, 14 years old, serving the Lord. I raised in that Pentecostal church, became a Sunday school teacher, became Sunday school superintendent. I just started growing from there, became a youth pastor. And it was prophesied over my life at the age of 14 that what God was going to do in my life. And I gave my life to Christ there. I met my wife there, Elizabeth, who was the pastor's daughter. We got married in 1988. Elizabeth and I, and then we had three beautiful children there in the church and dedicated them to the Lord, baptized them when they got as teenagers, and now they're all married, and they have their own children, and they're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the greatest legacy. In the year 2000, Elizabeth and I became pastors of that same church, talking about the providence of God. Mm. That same church when I was 14, where I gave my life, I became the pastor in the year 2000, July 9th. And from there, the churches started growing from one service to two services to four services to five services on the weekends. Just started exploding. We started fishing. We started throwing the net. We started bringing in black fish, white fish, gay fish, stray fish. Mm. And we just depended on the Holy Spirit, Bill, to clean them out. My job was just to fish. I wasn't going to clean them. Let the Holy Spirit clean them out.
Right.
So that's what I did. And the church just grew and grew and grew. And today, to the glory of God, with eight campuses and planted churches that we did in Chicago, is over close to 20,000 to the glory of God. In the year 2019, the General Council of the Assemblies of God asked me to be their General Treasurer. And that's where I'm at today, as their General Treasurer from the year 2019 to now. But in that process, we were writing this book, Love Them Anyway. And I believe it is a timely message, more than a book, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's the message behind it, that what do we do with so much uncertainty? What do? We tap into the bank of heaven and we withdraw love. We can't use our love, Bill. Our love is perverted. Our love is conditional. But if we, through the Holy Spirit will help us love people the way God sees them, then we can change the community we live in. We can change the world we live in. This is what Jesus said in John. They will know you're my disciples by how you love one another.
Exactly.
And so we took on that church and for 19 years pastored and started loving on people. And today the church is a multicultural church. It's different, and it's in the city of Chicago, one of the most liberal cities in our country. There is where we planted this conservative Pentecostal preacher to the glory of God.
Amen. How cool is that? That is such an awesome story. It is the power of God. Now, this book, Love Them Anyway, I mean, this is your story. I mean, this is, you're the blind man who now sees, and this is your testament to what you've gone through here, right? I mean, you're not saying love them anyway as if it's some sort of theory. I mean, you've lived this out yourself.
No, absolutely. And I want to make sure your listeners are clear about this. When I say love them anyway, it doesn't mean that we surrender our conviction. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. Yes. I'm saying that we hold on to our conviction. We hold on to truth. But we also share truth, but with love.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just share truth and then just becomes legalism. We've got to be able to share truth with love. Mm-hmm. And then, and I think that the book will begin to provoke people. It would disturb them. Because in that book, it talks about who are the them, Bill. Who's the them? Chapter 3 deals with the them in their life. Everybody, everybody has a them in their lives.
No, you're exactly right. The other thing that comes to mind here, going back to love them anyway, is you have to stay connected to the vine. If you're not connected to the vine, you're going to lose that anointing. We say anointing in Christian terms, but you know it's that power, the power of the Holy Spirit that allows you to do, as a dear friend of mine would say, is it's God's supernatural. It's his super on your natural. So the natural gift that you have that is going to extend your ministry and do incredible things happens when you are enjoined with the Holy Spirit and God's purposes. And that is something that we work out from glory to glory, as I mentioned earlier. It's not going to be something. I mean, you may get a glimpse of it, and you may sometimes go, okay, I get it. I sense it. I'm there. But it is most difficult, in a sense, to sustain. Because it's like our daily bread that comes to us fresh every day. That means that we got to come back the next day for more daily bread, except for the Sabbath. God does give us a break for that to honor him, right?
And, amen. Absolutely. And yeah, I like what you said, Bill, about staying connected to the source.
Mm.
Boy, the moment you break away from the source, you begin to drift from what we recall. Right? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:14, for Christ's love compels us, compels us. And the only way that you and I can function here on planet Earth as believers, as Christians, as citizens of heaven. And let me just remind everybody, we may live in the United States, but this is not our home.
Mm-hmm.
We are citizens of heaven. We have a kingdom, and we represent the kingdom of God here on Earth. And we got to stay close to and connected to the source. And through our prayer life and through our time of seeking the Lord and reading the Bible, we've got to be able to stay connected. And when we stay connected, we're able to display, and the world would know. The world would know who we are because how we love one another.
You know, Pastor, a lot of people understand there's too much hate in this world, and love does conquer hate. But we just have to really, this is what sometimes it takes faith in seeing those things the way they are, and calling those things that are not as though they are. And they are in the kingdom of God and with his economy, right? 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, to all your listeners, if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
Mm.
And we need to use these spiritual disciplines for sure, but we got to go out there and deposit love to everybody.
Exactly.
Love that comes from Jesus.
Got to leave it right there. Chaco de Jesus. God bless. Thank you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.